I'm here with Chief Editor of Crikey Website, Sophie Black. Sophie, just in relation to the forum that you were just in, I was wondering if you could enlighten us as to what are your views about the future of journalism in relation to your website?
The future of journalism is just as much about the audience as it is about journalists. So I think in terms of predicting as far as 2050, which is what the opening question was about, I think the only thing that we can safely predict is that people will be making their own media. They are becoming the media. We're watching that unfold before our eyes. And media outlets, traditional media outlets and journalists need to find their place within that.
With Crikey being an online publication, you could say that it's kind of at the forefront of this because online is driving the new media revolution. Is there any ways that you're sort of incorporating that into your publication or any plans to in the future?
We have always, I mean, we've been around for 11 years now, which makes us the sort of old man of the internet. And our founder, Stephen Mayne, was always very good at asking his readers what they thought and to fill in the gaps, which 11 years ago was absolutely unheard of. That lack of hubris and that lack of that ability to be able to put his hand up and say, look, I don't know everything and I need your help. So we've built on that approach. And so that means picking our readers' brains. It means not just getting their feedback, but asking them for help on stories and constantly, asking them what they think. But a story just takes on a life of its own. From the minute that you hit publish these days, you are watching that story. You're watching how it's received, how it's shared, how it's commented on. It's no longer a one-sided process. It's a collaboration from the minute that you start the story and then you watch it grow and keep going over days and weeks.
One of the things that was mentioned at one of the forums yesterday, Innovation in Journalism, is new ways in which stories are being told, such as in some instances through games, through graphics. Could we see any of that happening on Crikey in the future?
Absolutely, that's what we'd love to do. I mean, we're still a smallish publication, and we are limited by our resources, and we can be frustrated by that. But it also means that we're a lean operation, and we're agile, and we're spontaneous, and we can afford to experiment with things. So it is a constant. It's a constant experiment, whether we're collaborating with the universities and journalism faculties, whether we're asking for tips and rumours and then building on that. But in the future, we'd absolutely love to have sort of a dedicated digital team to be able to experiment with things along the lines of what Storify are doing or The Wall in Australia, which is a new venture, that way of kind of tapping into conversations online and curating them and harnessing them and gleaning more stories from them.
And just finally, as you mentioned, you are a small publication but very well known throughout Australia. In relation to this forum, how much do you feel that your publication needs to be held to account?
Look, I think every publication needs to be held account. I don't think anybody's above reproach. I think everybody should be questioned and scrutinised. And as I said during the forum, transparency is everything, and accountability. You have to be able to fess up to mistakes, but also to answer readers' questions and answer the demands of your audience, because the nature of online means that there's no wall to hide behind anymore. There's no masthead to hide behind. It's very up close and personal, and that can only be a good thing.
Sophie Black, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.